Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Josh Turum discusses what happens when an injured worker suffers permanent damages.
Okay, so today we're going to discuss what happens when an injured worker is issued permanent restrictions and the employer doesn't have work within those restrictions. We see this a lot of times with serious injuries where, unfortunately, the procedure or the medical treatment doesn't get to a full healing or an ability to do absolutely everything the worker was able to do before the accident or injury. So in this case, there's a couple of different ways that this can go, and a lot of it depends on the body part that's injured. If the body part that's injured is to the limbs, okay, or to what's called a scheduled body part, to the arms, the hands, the legs, knees, ankles, all that, the option, if you have permanent restrictions and the employer doesn't have work for you within those restrictions, is to pursue vocational retraining. Vocational retraining is actually a formal schooling program that allows you to complete the schooling, get paid for the schooling, so you actually receive lost wages payments while you're in school, get your tuition, books, mileage, meals, all taken care of, again, while you're in that retraining program. And hopefully the goal then is that you obtain a degree that permits you to work within those restrictions somewhere else. So it's meant to make you whole. It's not meant to make it, you know, any better or to give you a greater opportunity than you had before, but to at least give you that same opportunity that you once had at the time that you were working that prior job. Now, the other avenue that an injured worker can potentially pursue is what's called loss of earning capacity. Again, this situation is going to come into play when an injured worker has permanent restrictions and the employer cannot accommodate those restrictions. Only in this instance, the injury happened to a different body part or to what's called the body as a whole. These are injuries to the head, the neck, the torso, and the low back. And when that occurs and you have that sort of injury that results in permanent restrictions, in addition to a potential retraining option, you can also, or possibly do this as a substitute, is pursue the loss of earning capacity claim, which is it's a value. There's simply a value that's put together or a percentage as to what your loss is if you're unable to return to that prior job. And that, again, that value equates to a percentage. The percentage then equates to a monetary value that we can happily calculate for you if you had a permanent restriction as a result of an injury to your body as a whole, again, head, neck, torso, low back, and you're unable to return to work for that employer that you were working for prior to the injury.